Hello, and welcome to Seer Radio. Today, we are taking it a bit slower. The past couple of shows have been rather hectic, to say the least. Once again, my apologies to Police Commissioner McKenzie.
So, instead of going a little crazy with our interviews and breaking news, we're focusing in on the regular, everyday, plain old news.
So let's jump right in, shall we? The mayor of Refine City gave a speech last night in regards to the upcoming mayoral election. He gave his wholehearted support of the other candidates and implored the voters to come out en masse this election.
As you all know, longtime mayor Morgan Smith is stepping down this election due to, in his words, being tired and wanting to spend time with his family.
Mayor Smith has been the mayor for about 10 years and has overall had a very quiet career. And that's a rather good reason, I must admit. I wish I could stop working because I'm tired. Pepper won't let me nap during the break.
You are right, I do not. That would be highly unprofessional. Anyway, the mayoral election will be taking place this December. Before that, there will be debates between the candidates, and those will be broadcasted on all airwaves, including this one.
The candidates have been broadcasting and going door-to-door since the spring, trying to gain support. This race started out with about 4 candidates, and now we are down to 2. Remember to listen to the final debates and cast your vote!
Moving on, in regards to last night's pneumatic tube shutdown, the Department of Communication has asked us to inform you all to not send large parcels via pneumatic tubes. There is not enough pressure to send them, and they do not fit in the tube anyway. Please only use regulation-sized containers if you want to send anything.
People, pneumatic tubes aren't new. We know how to use them. However, I do wonder what they sent that caused it to stop working. A pity we'll never know.
Oh, it was a piece of a suit of armor.
Say what now?
An antique collector bought a suit of armor at an auction and didn't have a way to transport it back to their house, so they sent it via pneumatic tube.
How do you know this?
I know automatons who know things.
I see. A suit of armor is such an odd thing to send.
I agree.
Anyway, the hurricane that was set to hit the East Coast landed this Monday and has left the coast in varying disrepair.
It lasted for about 17 hours and had winds that reached up to 150 miles per hour. Efforts are currently underway to find anyone who is trapped or hurt by debris, and they are trying to move the boats that ended up on land.
Many of the coastal cities are still completely flooded, but officials are expecting the waters to recede within a few days. I do hope that they get that fixed soon.
As do I. Many people who were affected by the hurricane have been relocated for the time being more inland. However, a few particularly stubborn people have decided to remain behind and are helping with the cleanup efforts.
Good for them. I was thinking about heading down there to get a closer look at it and do a report on it.
I do not think that would be wise.
Because?
There are crews of people already there trying to clean it up. You might get in their way.
True, but I could also help.
If you do go, be safe.
I would be. I need to check with the station managers first.
That would be smart. On a sadder note, funeral services are being held next week for Senator John Martin, and they will be open to the public. They will be located at the Capitol building from 5 to 8.
I still don't feel like it's right.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Something just feels off about that whole thing.
Ezra, I understand your feelings about this. However, we are on air, and this might not be the best time to talk about this. We just announced his funeral.
You're right. My apologies.
But yes, something isn't quite right about that event.
But we can work on that later. Yesterday marked the 20th annual technological exhibit at the National Museum of Technology and Innovation. They unveiled some new computers in what I think is incredibly interesting, a new neural pathway reconstructor.
I also agree that that was probably one of the most fascinating things to be revealed.
It has some very unique applications.
What it does is that it allows people to go in and fix malfunctions that appear as automatons in mechanicals age, or if they were to get damaged in some way.
So it's like a way to perform surgery on an automaton?
Yes.
Which means that instead of them being decommissioned, they get repaired.
It could save thousands of automatons from being shut down for a malfunction that could easily be fixed with this. I think it'll change many things.
Do you think technology will ever advance to a point where automatons will be able to feel emotions like humans?
Possibly someday. Emotions are simply a chemical mixture of hormones. If they were to be put into an automaton that had the necessary receptors to interpret the hormones, it is entirely possible for them to feel those emotions.
Do you want to feel emotions?
I do not know. They seem to cause many problems. Anyway, wasn't Frankie supposed to cover that and be here today?
Oh, Frankie. Frankie got super sick last night and wasn't able to make it. Frankie, if you're listening, I hope you feel better. Speaking of Frankie, I did some more research about that scientist you heard about from those old automatons.
And what did you find out?
Not much. She seems to have been pretty underground. There wasn't a whole lot of information about her. She seems to have been mostly focused on automatons and how they could be advanced even further, like with better neural pathways and more organic brain structures. However, at some point she switched to more dimensional stuff and then began to lose it. Up until then, she seems to have been fairly respected, but wasn't doing anything, especially boundary pushing.
Interesting. So there really wasn't anything of value.
Probably not, but you never know. I think we'll try again to get Frankie on next week. You hear that, Frankie? No calling in sick next week.
Recently, there have been a string of hospitalizations related to the smog created from factories that line the lower portion of the city. So far, 6 people have been reported to be in hospitals with respiratory distress most likely tied to the factories. Officials are investigating this, and hospitals are offering face masks for those who that live in that area.
Most of the people affected are the elderly and young, so please watch out for your grandparents and children. If you live near the factories, I would recommend getting one of those masks. Please be safe.
Workers in those factories have complained in the past about the air quality, but have largely gone unnoticed by city officials.
Hopefully, officials will now pay attention to them. It's unfortunate that it took 6 people getting hospitalized for them to take action.
Very true. The companies have not yet commented on this, but citizens are demanding answers from them.
In other news, the first case of a mechanical dog biting a mail carrier has happened.
What? But mechanicals and automatons cannot harm humans.
Ah, but you see, the mail carrier was actually a burglar and was breaking into the house. The dog cornered the thief, and when he tried to make a run for it, the dog bit him to keep him there until the police arrived. The thief also tried to harm the dog's humans, so actually, it just did its job.
Fascinating. There was probably a more concise way of telling that story.
Probably, but people don't listen to us for our concise storytelling.
Oh, then why, pray tell, do they listen? If not for our excellent storytelling and quality news, then why do they listen?
We're interesting. Also, I'm pretty sure that even mechanical dogs feel emotions like regular dogs do.
Okay, if you want to believe that, no one is stopping you. You do love dogs.
For those of you that remember, I found a dog a little while ago, and since then, the apartment we live in has become
a disaster. That puppy has torn apart all of my books.
He's better now.
Oh yes, now it just chews up your shoes.
His name is Pez. And he just needs something to chew on.
Then get Pez a bone!
If any listeners want to send a bone for us to give to Pez, that would be greatly appreciated.
No, you can't. No, do not do that.
Actually, we have a question we would like to pose to you. Send us your best stories about your own pets. Dogs, cats, organic or not. Send us a short recount of your story to the studio via a pneumatic tube.
We do need to get that telephone fixed.
Why? Pneumatic tube is working just fine.
Because a phone is faster.
I'll get right on that. I think that's all we have for tonight. This is Sierra Radio. Good night.
Before we go, what was the name of that scientist, just in case someone out there wants to know more about her?
Oh, let me find that. Here it is. Dr. Sylvania Hampton.
What?
Dr. Sylvania Hampton.
No, stop. Something is wrong, Dr. Sylvania Science Information Class.
Initiating shutdown.
Pepper! Pepper, wake up! Are you okay?
Hello to the fine citizens of the city. Come on, come on. Come on down to City Hall to participate in a panel hosted by the current mayor, talking to the 2 new mayoral candidates, Alexi Kendrick and Sam Lohr. It is being held December 1st at 3 o'clock. Come ask any questions you have. Seating is limited, so please come early to ensure your seat. The topics will range from what is your plan about the upcoming fiscal year budget to what is your ideal Saturday evening look like. Remember, December 1st, City Hall at 3 o'clock. See you there.
Sorry, listeners. Pepper just momentarily short-circuited.
I'm fine. Simply a wire got jostled loose.
I'm sure that's all it was. You should probably still run a full diagnostics check once the show is over, though.
I will. Listeners, like we were saying before we were rather rudely interrupted, send us your best pet stories.
Pep, I already said that.
Oh. I guess my memory is still not fully functioning.
I don't think it was a wire.
But you just said...
I know I just said that, but it wasn't until I said that name that you short-circuited.
What name?
The scientist's name. I'm not going to say it again, just in case that's what set you off.
I doubt that's what caused it.
You said information classified. I think you might know something about her.
Who?
The scientist.
That is highly improbable. Why would I know anything about a discredited scientist?
I don't know. Then again, we still don't know anything about you before I found you.
Yes, but I think I would remember knowing a scientist who created wild theories about interdimensional beings and then went crazy and died.
Before she went crazy, she worked with automatons and neural pathways.
That proves nothing.
It means it's not entirely out of the question for you to have known her in some way.
No, it is not possible.
Fine. You still should get a diagnostic scan before the end of the day.
I think I will go do that now.
Pepper, you can't leave in the mid... And she's gone. Well, sorry for the strange ending. Have a wonderful evening. This has been Fear Radio.